Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fun edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. I am your host, Mark Sadowski, and joining me this week, we have Matt Hoffman.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back.
And filling in for Keith, who that lucky bastard is in Cancun right now on quote-unquote business, but really he's sucking down Mai Tais, probably listening to this broadcast and laughing his ass off because it's negative a billion degrees in New England right now. But filling in for him is Joe Ferreira. How's it going, Joe?
Good. Yes, I'm not Keith Tharp.
Yes, that is correct. while he is not Keith Tharp, Joe is a very avid photographer, iPhoneographer rather, or iPhone photographer, depending on how you want to spin that. And, we are glad to have him, you know, here to keep Keith's seat, proverbial seat warm. So, there we go. There's a show.
Thanks for having me on.
That's great. Glad to have you. So, why don't we get into some, little bit of news action there?
Let's do it.
Cool. So, just recently, 500pix, which is a great service, a photo sharing service, that's great for professional photographers as well as amateur photographers, has recently been pulled from the Apple App Store. And, the reason for that is because of the evilness that they were allowed to, for people to access, and that is nudity. Yes, people. Absolute violence and bloodshed is still welcome in the App Store, but God forbid they have the boobies in there. So,
it's tragic.
I know, right? It's I'll rest easier now that the evil boobies are gone. Oh, wait a minute. What's that? What's that, honey? Oh, my, that's my 2-year-old daughter. No. Walking Dead is on this app right here. Okay. That's it. All right. Go on. I'll teach you the F-bomb later.
It is. Now, I don't have 500px on my iPhone, but did they pull – were they able to yank it off other iPhones, or is it just
– I'm not familiar. Not in the store? I don't know the extent of it. All I know is that it's 500px or Pix, depending on how you want to say it, was submitted their app for an update. And when they realized that you could technically – search for nude photos in there. They just pulled it from the store.
Nice.
Yeah, and mind you, here's the extent of it. You couldn't search for nude photos by default. This is something that you had to unlock essentially, and the way you had to unlock it is to log in to their web version, sign into your account, and then allow for the turn off of the safe search, and then you can go back into your app and look for the nudies. So as you can see, it was such an easy process for somebody to do it that Apple had to act. And by the way, you could still get Grand Theft Auto for download.
So I'm wondering now, when are they going to come down on Flickr?
Or how about the Safari app?
Yeah, I mean, what's to stop me from searching out some nudity? I got to be occupied at work somehow. So actually, I just thought of something else.
What's that?
What's stopping me from taking nude pictures
on your
with
phone?
My iPhone? Yeah. So last week, I listened to last week's episode, and I heard you guys talk about did you guys talk about predictions, or am I just thinking that you did?
We talked about predictions.
Well, here's a 2013 prediction for the next version of the iPhone.
Okay.
Right. All apps.
This is just a big padlock.
This is all apps that have access to nudity will be banned or somehow censored by Apple. And the phone will be able to sense when you're about to take a picture of nudity in it. And the shutter won't trip.
Nice.
Now, well, I think they'll just incorporate the sensor app that you can censor, you know, the pixelated thing.
Yeah.
It'll instead of face recognition, it's privates recognition,
and it'll
pixelate it.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? Sadly, I can see that happening, which is kind of ironic considering that Steve Jobs was quite the considerable hippie back in the day, and then all of a sudden he turned into a prude.
I don't understand.
Who knows? Anyway, we'll probably go into that more into more detail with the Lens Wipe show. I think we'll have a lot more fun with that. In the meantime, 500px is they submitted a new version, something that may appease the, you know, the App Store gods, and we'll see what happens. Right now, it's currently under review, and by that I mean they're probably in line waiting and waiting and waiting. So, c'est la vie. It's unfortunate. The other story that we have is Instagram. Back when they were changing everything and they were going to sell all of your photos to everybody and everything, and you were going to get nothing out of it, they changed that and everything as well. But a lot of people are saying that Instagram, because of this debacle, lost a lot of people. People dropped off, canceled their accounts. And according to All Things D, this is actually the opposite. They've actually increased their counts. The last count is now over 90 million people. Now, 1 billion people.
Now, all the people that were threatening to, that at least that I saw, that were threatening to delete their accounts never did. But they also had, like, you know, 35 pictures in their account.
Right.
So it wasn't, you know, they weren't hurting or anything. It wasn't like me going, I'm going to delete my all 1,700, almost 1,800 photos from my account. But, you know, yeah, it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Now, there were some people that that deleted their accounts. I remember when we had what's that gentleman's name? He's we were just talking about him in the pre-show. No, the one after them. Yeah. He was saying that he knew a lot of people that canceled their Instagram accounts, which baffled me because I don't know anybody who canceled theirs.
I know.
God forbid it would have been a pleasure. So, you know, oh, no, where am I going to get my fix of fingernails, feet, and breakfast?
I think Instagram needs to do this every 2 years.
Yeah. A purge.
I'm wishing that I would have written down the people that said they were going to delete their accounts so I could call them out.
Yeah, because it was like every other day. This mm-hmm. is where I'm going to go. You can follow me here. I'm going to delete my account. And I'm like, just do it.
I actually called somebody out on that before they actually did it. They were basically like, yep, this is the last I'm going to post. I'm going to delete my account. I'm like, no, you're not. Yes. You're not going to do it. Face it, you're not. And I never followed up with that person because,
they deleted their account?
I have no idea who I actually said that to.
Oh.
It was just one of those days.
that was me.
It was you? Oh. Oh, no. You couldn't have been you. Was that your breakfast I was commenting on?
Yeah. No, I ate mine.
There you go. And finally, last but not least, last week's prediction where I said that the summertime would have another iPhone, but they wouldn't do anything remarkable with the camera, but they would also – Apple would also release another iPhone for the holidays, and I thought that one would be – I never quoted on what kind of upgrade to the camera it was, but I'm pretty sure I said there would be an upgrade. And lo and behold, here comes this rumor. Everybody and their uncle who has a Mac or access to a news outlet basically have said that, said this and a little bit more. I'll just go to macrumors.com where I think everybody is siphoning their information. There's reports that there will be not one, but two iPhones entering the market this summertime, probably this June. One of them will be an upgrade to the iPhone 5. There's going to be just another version of the iPhone 5, the new iPhone 5. Or if it's going to be an iPhone 5S, that, you know, that's up in the air. But they're also saying that there's going to be a 4.8-inch screen to go along with this update. And the name of this phone is going to be the iPhone Math, which is,
iPhone what?
iPhone Math.
Math?
Yes, as in the class that we took in high school.
Oh, I almost thought they said iPhone Meth.
That one would probably sell more and would come in only white and baby blue.
What is the method behind the madness?
Well, no one knows if this is actually the name or if it's just the code name for the phone. I certainly don't think they're going to name this phone Math. If it's going to be named Math, then I...
Is this the cheap one that they've been claiming that may be coming out?
Well, if it's a cheap one, why does it have a larger screen? I mean, this is 4.8 inches.
And now I'm wondering if I made a mistake ordering my phone.
Who the heck knows? So anyway, that's what's going on for the summertime. And you know, if this is true or not remains to be seen, but the suppliers seem to think this is the case. And of course, everybody says these are all reputable sources, and they had their hand on a Bible when they reported this. But along this is going to be a holiday release, probably in October, November-ish, kind of what we had just in 2012 with the launch of the iPad Mini, probably around that time. They're expecting another iPhone. No one's talking about the size of this iPhone, whether it's going to be 4.8 or just the, you know, who knows. But they are reporting this going to be a 12-megapixel camera. Which I have to say, if they are listening to Tiny Shutter and listening to our predictions, we just want to say for the record, they are just predictions, and half the time we're talking out of our ass. So please, if you're going to report this as fact, use our pen names and not our real ones.
So there, we're going to have 9 months of rumors before this baby's born.
Yes. I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait that long. So I guess.
It's pretty interesting stuff. All right. So overall, what do you guys think of these rumors? Do you think they hold some merit? Well, I am happy that they are kind of legitimizing my predictions. I kind of called BS on the two phones in the middle of the summertime. What do you guys think of that?
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I think I wouldn't be surprised if there's a 5S in the summertime, but I don't think that it's going to be a phone with a 4.8-inch screen. And if it is, I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah. Maybe they'll let you switch.
And then as far as a 12-megapixel camera goes, I don't know. I'm just wondering at what point, you know, are we going to stop cramming pixels onto these tiny, tiny sensors?
Yeah.
I'd rather see maybe a larger sensor, you know, even at 8 or 10 megapixels than a small sensor with, you know, zillions of megapixels on it.
Well, what if this sensor is a bigger sensor?
Well, that would change things then.
Yeah.
And again, I'll be upset that I don't have it.
What do you think, Joe?
Well, the bigger screen, see, I don't like it. Well, me personally, I don't like a bigger phone. You know, mine's big enough. I don't need to be walking around outside at work with a dish plate on the side of my head. The other thing is that, you know, I have the 4S, and I'm taking great photos with that. If they do come out with 12 megapixels, I mean, that's great. Like Matt said, you know, once they start, you know, cramming all those pixels in a tiny sensor, you start to get, you know, some crazy stuff happening. I think, you know, that, and if they if they do increase it, then that means the guys at Olaclip will have to change all their stuff again.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. That is so true. Poor Olaclip guys.
They'd have to sell more.
God forbid. Well, I mean, think about this though. iPhone 5 hasn't been around that long, so they I mean, there's got to be a cost in manufacturing the new stuff. Go on.
You know, they might pull a iPad quote unquote 4, you know, and say it's the iPad and just change up some of the stuff with, you know, sort of that midstream. We made some improvements and we're no longer selling the old one. You know, here's the new one.
Yeah. You know what? Here's my prediction. I think we'll have a better idea of what's going to happen this fall or this winter, depending on, you know, how it comes down to, by seeing what happens this spring. I really think that when they announced the iPad 3 or the new iPad, they always had in mind that they were going to update that iPad to the fourth gen by the fall, because now that iPad is called the fourth gen iPad. So they didn't want everybody to be confused with names, yeah, numbers, or anything like that.
No confusion here.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
Yeah, throw in the name math in there. That does, yes, certainly does not add to any confusion.
I'm going to hijack that and just call it meth. So anytime we write anything about the iPhone meth, it's going to be iPhone meth.
You know what? It's as addicting as meth, isn't it? The way everything is happening. Math.
And actually, it's going to be able to run like 75 apps at once and just let you get a lot done. And it'll clean your house at 2 in the morning.
Hey, my wife would definitely buy that one.
I think I would buy that one too. All right. So anyway, that's something to keep an eye on. We'll see what happens. We'll see. There's probably going to be brand new rumors next week that we'll be able to talk about, but I thought that was interesting. But actually, moving on, we did not get Matt's predictions, although we got one of them for the iPhone padlock.
Serious prediction.
Yeah. But do you guys have any serious predictions for this year? I thought we'd just start with that. We'll do that real quick. Do you have any other predictions that you have, Matt?
Well, I haven't researched this, but I did hear a rumor that Apple acquired a company that does the I forget what it's called, but you use your fingerprint for identification.
Oh, yeah.
And that could possibly be something that could be incorporated into the home button of the phone.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that when they are able to do that, that's when you will see NFC. Near field communication technology in the iPhone.
That is actually a brilliant idea. That totally makes sense too.
Yeah, because it'll be a lot harder to steal a phone and use it for those purposes if you need a fingerprint to access the phone.
Right. So, do you think that's going to happen this year?
If it did, it would be the end of the year. I don't think it's going to be on the next phone.
Yeah, that makes sense. How about you? How about you, Joe?
Oh gosh, I don't really know if I have any predictions. I tend to look at things as what needs to be enhanced.
All right, let's take it this way then. Since we really want to talk about specific camera apps for the iPhone, what would you like to happen?
I would love to see a video, sort of like iMovie, but something that you can actually use for real video, being able to take audio and merge it in with video so that you don't have such crappy audio.
Yeah.
You know, one of my goals for this year, I think you asked what our goal is, and I think I can transition into that, is I really want to get into iPhone video production.
Okay.
Being able to take my phone, set it up on a tripod, do videos, show people how to do stuff, and be able to record audio separate from it, but then be able to go in and merge it together so that it sounds professional.
Right.
With these high-definition video cameras that we have in our phones, there shouldn't be any reason why we can't do that.
Maybe they'll make a miniature version of Final Cut.
If it's as meaty and takes up as much space as iMovie, I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to be something. There has to be something a lot simpler where it just, you know, matches audio recognition in order to merge it together, and
yeah,
then be able also just to splice clips together, which iMovie does really good, but it doesn't do the audio thing very well.
Right. Huh. We'll have to see. Of course, then if they do that, then we'll have to start a new podcast. The Tiny Camcorder Podcast.
we'll just register
trademark.
We'll just sit there and do our own videos, and then we'll splice together and make a podcast
and some porn. Anyway, so how about you, Matt? Do you have any? What would you like them to cram into the iPhone?
Like as far as apps go?
Well, as far as photography apps in particular. Yeah, let's stay with the theme.
Let's see here. Well, I can't think of anything that I want Apple specifically to do, but I'll tell you what I would love PicFX to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would love the ability to paint out the effect. Mm. So,
put in the effect and then remove it?
Yeah, like selectively.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for instance, I posted a photo from this past weekend that I took while I was out cross country skiing, and I kind of turned it into a day into night kind of thing. And PicFX has a couple filters. I think they just call them like space or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like nebulas and stars and nonsense like that. And for whatever reason, I just thought it looked really super cool on this picture. So I applied the filter, and I went into another program, a retouch program, and just kind of edited out a couple stars that fell across the silhouette of a tree.
Yeah.
But all it did was just match the surrounding color. And what happened with this filter is it was like a nighttime sky, and it had this purple sort of nebula looking thing going on, and it sort of fell across the top of this kind of lone tree that was off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way for me to get rid of that. And so I was thinking to myself, you know, how would I do this? And I've since thought of like how I could do it and make it look more realistic, but it was really complicated.
Yeah.
And so I just think if I could have just painted that out, that would have just been tremendously awesome.
Huh. Sounds like they have something for that, though. I mean, wouldn't it just be a layer thing?
Yeah, they do. Like, for instance, another app that I like that I've mentioned on the show not too long ago, the, I think it's called Tiffin Photo Effects.
We barely mentioned that one.
Really?
No, I think we mentioned it like every week, isn't that?
Yeah, I raved about it.
That is the joke that it is a new year, so.
That one has the ability to paint out, the effects, but they don't have cheesy nebulas in photo effects, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would actually just like that to be a standard feature, I guess.
You know, I really have nothing to stand on here because I thought if the things were put together in a layering process, maybe that information is still in the image itself, and another program would probably be able to capture that, manipulate that, and then you would be able to just kind of rub out that effect.
Yes.
But if that's not how it's put together, then I'm shit out of luck.
Well, what I thought of is I could have just used another app like – oh, goodness. There's so many darn apps. I could have used another app like FilterStorm, for instance, and I could have loaded the the manipulated photo with the nebula, and then I could have loaded the original over top of each other and then erased the nebula part out that was on the tree. And it, as long as I was very precise, it would have looked okay.
Yeah. That's cool. So for my wish for the iPhone, I would really like a better optic. Like, I don't know if this is possible with such a small lens and such a small sensor, even if we were to enlarge part of it, but what would it take for like a true depth of field? Like, what would it take for like, you know how you use a DSLR and you can focus in on something close and then have a really nice proper blur just by adjusting the aperture and shutter. I guess what I'm trying to say is I really want an enhanced audio control. Audio control. Jesus. Here I am playing with a soundboard here. And I mean, proper manual control.
Yeah. You mean being able to adjust the aperture and the
Shutter.
ISO and the shutter speed.
Yeah. I guess that's my biggest wish for the iPhone. Like right now, I'm torn between PureShot that we were talking about last week. I mean, which is a gorgeous app, and it takes. Yeah. I mean, the file format that we could get is brilliant, but you know what? Camera Plus is doing the same thing. They've increased the file size that you can do. You can do large resolution JPEGs. You can't do the TIFF files yet, or you know the digital RAWs that you know that PureShot does. But then again, I don't need to take it in that format. And, you know, right now I'm torn between the two, but you know, I really, really, really wish for some sort of manual control because, you know, just think of the possibilities of doing like waterfall shots. We wouldn't need a slow shutter app to kind of mimic the effect. We'd actually be able to do a nice effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board with you there, but I would love for that to be a reality.
Yeah,
you know, with the iPhone, that would be tremendous. But it definitely sounds like we're kind of blurring the lines and getting into the realm of a camera with iOS on it.
Yeah, well, think of this: what if? And this is a big what if. And if Keith was here right now, he would probably lay the hammer down on me, make fun of me, and then say, maybe he had a point later down the road. but what – all right. So there's the possibility of having a 4.8-inch screen iPhone coming this spring or summer and a regular coming out this spring or summer. What if they released a regular iPhone and a Pro version iPhone?
Do not tease me.
I mean, for a photographer, that would be great. And in the grand scheme of things, I totally get it that it does not make sense for that to happen. But what if they did this? They had the consumer version. That we all have right now, that would be dubbed as a consumer version. But they would have a professional version that would – and just to make it all-encompassing because, you know, Apple wants to make the best bang for the buck. What if they had a professional version that was that gave us all the manual controls of the camera, better lens, better sensor, whatever it needs? I don't know the technical specs
then
for this.
Why not do like a Micro Four Thirds or something like that?
Well, again – you know, the technicality behind it, I'm letting go. I just want that manual control. Whatever magic needs to go into these things, let it happen. But that's what I'm thinking. And just to make it all encompassing, what if they did the kind of technology that made BlackBerry so popular? Make it professional for like security people and, you know, all that other stuff. So you have. It's going to be the professional iPhone for everybody. Everybody who's a professional, right?
I'm going to be Keith for a second and say that's dumb.
Okay.
No, I don't know. It's just anytime they come out with, oh, this is professional, this is consumer, I'm like, seriously? You know, I could take a consumer camera and make professional photos with it, you know, and then somebody can take a professional camera and just do consumer grade photos. And it's just, I don't know. I think you know, it comes down to the person and how much he understands his phone or camera,
right,
in making awesome images. But I do want that shallow depth of field. I do want to be able to manipulate the ISO and the aperture and all that. And, you know, we're getting close with that Pure Shot. Is it Pure Shot?
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I mean, I haven't scratched the surface on it, but so far I like it.
Yeah.
And it's taking us that step, you know, just that much closer to being able to do that.
Are still limitations that Apple puts on these apps.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't want to have to choose between a phone body.
Yeah. No, the phone bodies would look the same.
Well,
just maybe bigger.
I understand that, but I don't want to have to choose between, okay, is this is consumer grade. It's only $499, and here's the professional, which is $699.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
Even though you get the same amount of space on it and whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was dumb. You do Keith proud. You do Keith proud. You're filling in that chair quite nicely. How long do you think it would take? One last prediction and then we'll move on. But how long do you think it'll take before we have full manual control over the camera? How many versions do you think, if it happens at all?
I think they can do it right now.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult, I don't think. And I'm not a programmer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we need to put pressure on them to be able to do it.
Yeah. I don't know why, for some reason, I think they won't do it.
Yeah. I have that nagging feeling, too.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that they will. And whatever part of me thinks that will happen thinks it won't happen this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Here's one reason why I think they're not going to do it. Because all those people that don't know how to, you know, who aren't photographers are going to go, my camera's broken. It won't fit, you know, this is dumb. How come all my pictures are coming out terrible?
No, because it'll have an auto mode.
Yeah, look at your calculator. It has the regular dumb version, and then you turn it sideways, and it's the scientific version.
Yep.
Which is all I use.
Right. So
I
when
look
you
at it, so I can go. Ooh.
So this makes perfect sense, because when you hold the camera vertically, that's how all the dumb mode works, and then when you hold it properly, that's when you get the manual mode.
You know, that would be even more appropriate for the video function.
Yes.
I was looking at my wife showed me a video of some guy's dog that went into the trash, and he's trying to figure out which dog did it. And, you know, the big mess, and the two dogs are running up to him, you know, all kind of shy. And then he goes to the other room where the last dog is, and the dog still has the barrel lid across his neck. And I wonder who did it. I wonder who did it. And here I am the whole time saying, this guy held it vertically.
Yes.
Why didn't he hold it horizontally? This would have been so much better.
Oh.
Nazis.
Okay.
I had a kit Nazi. That's I'll never shake that. Anyway, so why don't we go into post pick of the week, and we will let our guest Joe Ferreira pick one this week.
All right. Well, I was looking through yesterday, and I always look through to see who's new, who are the new contributors, and see if they're following anybody or whatnot. And I usually follow them just so that, you know, I know, hey, you know, I saw your pictures on here.
Yeah.
I liked all your Tiny Shutter ones, and I started following them. And there's one gentleman here who I just started following, I think, yesterday. His username is Bread Geek.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, and he did a image, it looks like, of his son, and it's called My Most Patient Subject. And it's a very it's a very nice black and white. The lighting's, you know, really nice, where it's mostly illuminating his face. His face is resting in his hands, mm-hmm. and most of the light is illuminated right there in the face, and then it drops off around him. So I really like that one, and thought it would be a good post of the week.
Nice.
That is a great pick. I spent a little bit of time yesterday going through our hashtag, you know, looking for a post pick of the week, mostly because I thought I was going to be doing that today. Mm. And I did stop on that photo and studied it for a while, and it's it definitely has a lot of mood to it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the lighting is great. You don't typically see lighting like that, you know, with iPhone photography, so that definitely caught my eye.
Yeah, well done. Cool. So, great. We'll have that in our show notes, which I now have to do. God help us all. Oh, man. long story, but essentially I am notorious for not putting up show notes. This goes way back. So, I will do my best. But, yeah, there we go. So, winding things down, why don't we do our focus points? And who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Go for it.
Over the holidays, I was in Baltimore, and so I actually stopped by a Ritz camera.
Ooh,
they're still there.
Yeah.
They got bought out. And so I went in and I'm like, this is neat, you know, kind of nostalgic. And lo and behold, I'm sitting there and I look and I'm like, ooh, there is something for my iPhone.
Oh.
And it is a Joby, Joby. It's the same company that makes the GorillaPods. And it's an iPhone holder, you know, a cell phone holder that pinches the phone and has a socket to be able to screw onto a tripod.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it folds very nicely so that it's straight and you can slip it right into your pocket or into any, pocket bag or anything like that with your gear. And then the two sets of prongs fold out to be able to grip your photo. Now, what I was doing before was tie wrapping my phone to a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And it always looks kind of bad, but it works.
Yeah.
But I'm always afraid I might tie wrap it too tight and break something. But this is spring adjusted, and you can pull it out and pinch it onto your phone. And it even will go over my OtterBox.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So it's not, you know, it'll fit most cases, it looks like. And like I said, I want to do more video. And so this is going to help me.
Very cool. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, the fact that that could pinch over a case is huge.
Yeah.
That is a product that, honestly, I think we've mentioned it before on this show, but it's definitely a very cool product worth mentioning again.
And, nice. And the nice thing, too, is it's only like, what, $20?
Oh, even better there.
I don't have a app or a product or anything this week. I just have a winter photography tip.
Do tell.
Yeah, it's a pretty short one, pretty basic stuff here. But basically, a lot of people have snow. It's kind of been snowing all over the place. So even if you're listening in the South or the Midwest or something, you probably have some snow on the ground. And a lot of people have trouble getting the snow to look white in their pictures. And the reason for that is cameras like to see 18% gray. So when they yep. see a lot of white, they want to darken it up a little bit. So it's going to give you a darker exposure. So my recommendation is if you're using a camera app that gives you the ability to split the focus and the exposure, you know, you use two fingers mm-hmm. on the screen to do that. Still able to put the focus where you want. So if you're taking a photo of your friend or something like that, snowshoeing or skiing, you could still focus on them, but find a darker area of the picture, maybe a tree trunk or your subject's jacket or something like that, and put that exposure little doodad over that, and that's going to increase the exposure, and it's going to give you that white snow that you're looking for.
Nice.
Can I add to that?
Definitely.
If you have a gray card with you.
You were going to go there.
If you have a gray card with you, you can do that. Or use the palm of your hand for your exposure.
Good tip. Yeah, that works too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I never thought to use the hand.
Yeah, when I did film, they, you know, that was one of the things they said is that you can get close to 18% gray with just the palm of your hand.
Or make sure you're wearing gray gloves.
Or a gray shirt. Ooh.
Well, you might be, well, you know, it's wintertime. Yeah. Make sure you're wearing a gray jacket.
Or you paint your friend's face gray.
There you go. all sorts of cool. help.
Nice tip.
Keith is going to kill us. And by us, I mean me.
And
excellent. So I think we could call it a show. Great stuff. Great tips. It was really good.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I had a month and a half off, and I missed it.
Yeah, off adventuring and climbing all sorts of things. And
thanks for letting me do this. This was fun.
Yeah, don't tell Keith we let you in.
Oh yeah. Just between us.
Yeah.
He'll never know.
He'll never find out. So
he's going to throw his Mai Tai down and go, what?
I could barely drink this drink. All right, Joe, why don't you tell the world where they could find you on this illustrious interwebs?
You can find me at on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Awesome. And Matt, where can they find you?
Where they can find me? That would be Instagram and Twitter at M. Hoffman Photo.
And you can always find me, Mark Sadowski, on twitter.com/mostlymarcus. You can find show notes on tinyshutter.com, where I promise you they will be there for news, you know, breaking news such as a free app alert or anything like that. Follow us on facebook.com/tinyshutter. You can also follow us on Twitter, just /tinyshutter there as well. And yeah, I think that's pretty much covers everything. Don't forget to, if you're photographing and would love to share your work on Instagram, just use the hashtag tinyshutter to share your work and join our happy crew, because we have a ton of photos.
On that note, I know last week Keith and Mark said we would announce the winner of the Olloclip, but we're going to do that when all three of us here. So hang with us one more week. Next week, we will announce that winner.
Cliffhangers, people. Cliffhangers.
And believe me, it's awesome. I got mine.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very cool. So anyway, that's all for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Suck it, Android.
There we go. I don't have my normal closing music, so I'll just do this.
I don't want to go.
We miss you, Keith. We miss you and both are angered because you're in Cancun and in warm weather. Okay, that's it before we get sued.
The Incredible Hulk. That's awesome.
There we go. And one more.
He's on the droids you're looking for.
There we go. Okay.